This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we step back to 1955 on this Saturday, 56 years ago, when the number 6 cadets of Army visited Ann Arbor to take on Benny Oosterbaan's second-ranked Wolverines. Michigan had yet to defeat the fabled squad from West Point in 5 previous tries dating back a decade. Michigan would not be denied on this day, as witnessed by the 97,000 who packed the Big House. Thanks in large part to Army's acute sense of fumbleitis, the Maize and Blue prevailed 26-2. The cadets put the ball on the ground an amazing 9 times, 8 of which were recovered by Michigan. An Army safety with 10 seconds to go prevented the shutout. On the heels of the victory, and in Ira's dream scenario, the Wolverines displaced undefeated Maryland as the number 1 team in the land. The dominant win over Army was made even more surprising when you add that Michigan played nearly the entire game without All-American Ron Kramer, who was dinged up early in the battle. Kramer was the brand of athlete not seen in Ann Arbor since his coach, Benny Oosterbaan, dazzled the athletic campus in the mid-1920s. Kramer played anywhere and everywhere, including offensive and defensive end, running back, quarterback, kicker, and receiver, sometimes all within the same game. Off the gridiron, Kramer set Michigan's all-time scoring record for basketball, and he excelled in the high jump for the track team. After leaving Ann Arbor, he served the Air Force and later joined the Green Bay Packers, where he played tight end for Vince Lombardi. He was twice named All-Pro and won back-to-back titles with the Packers. While he had a fine pro career, he is most fondly remembered for his days in Michigan. Like Oosterbaan before him, Kramer ended his career as a 9-time letterman. Legendary equipment manager Henry Hatch retired his number 87 jersey following his senior season. Later in life, Kramer continued the tradition of delivering apples to the U of M football team during the season, and Bo Schembechler affectionately referred to him as Kramer of Michigan. After Kramer passed away in September 2010, the football squad honored him by wearing a number 87 helmet sticker, and the entire Wolverine family mourned the passing of a true Michigan man. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.